Hey guys, Will Durst here, wondering how low can a presidential campaign go? And the answer to that is find a snake belly and dig. This is a race that even TMZ and the National Enquirer could love. We've gone from personal insults to questioning the size of an individual's manhood and moved on to candidates making disparaging remarks about each other's wives. The recent brouhaha began when an anti-Trump PAC, before the Utah primary, sent out an ad that featured a naked Melania Trump asking if that's what Mormon voters wanted to see in a first lady. Fortunately, no 13-year-old boys were asked. Eleanor Roosevelt got her picture in libraries all over America. Melania Trump would be the first lady to have her picture taped to the inside of middle school lockers all over America. That's not a first lady, that's a first lady of the evening. Donald Trump blamed Ted Cruz for the ad and said be careful or he was going to spill the beans on Cruz's wife. And no, he never mentioned which beans would be spilt. But presumably we're not talking garbanzos here. Then Trump retweeted a supporter who posted side-by-side photos of Cruz's wife Heidi next to Melania and made an uncomplimentary comparison. Which isn't really fair to the non-supermodel portion of America. And then all hell broke loose. And it's going to get looser unless participants call a truce. And it better be soon, or the next debate could have a section devoted to your mama jokes. Your mama is so fat when she wears a polo shirt that has a real horse on it. Oh yeah, well your mama is so fat that when she lies on the beach, Greenpeace tries to push her back into the ocean. And that's when Mitch McConnell does the only decent thing and shoots everyone, including himself. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.